Check out Lux Life Discovered on Facebook and Instagram and on 30A.tv. See you next time on Lux Life Discovered.
Hello, I'm Rick Steiner. Welcome to Lux Life Discovered. My co-host today is Shannon Richmond. So Shannon, glad to have you back.
Always glad to be back.
And our guest today is Dennis Martin with Pierce Bespoke. So Dennis, thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
So for those who are not familiar with your company, kind of tell us a little bit about what you do and then we'll go from there.
So. Sure. So Pierce Bespoke is basically means custom. So we are a custom clothing line for men. We sell confidence, we sell convenience, and we sell customization. Convenience in the fact that we don't have a storefront. What we do is we go out to our clients. We have a trunk with about 1,000 different Italian and other European fabrics. They get to pick through the fabrics. They get to pick the liners for their jackets, their buttons. They get to do all kind of different things to really customize their suit or their sport coat, their trousers, shirts, whatever. So our big thing is the convenience. It's the customization. And it's the confidence that we're able to do. And we do that through the fit and the customization because our big thing is we want it to fit just right. I can say, you know, when I first bought my first custom suit, I can say that I was as confident as I've ever been going into a business meeting. That's really what you know, got me into this business. This is really my second business. I had another company that I started almost 25 years ago, or the business I was in 25 years ago, started that company and got out of it and really enjoyed the process of going in, sitting down, picking out what I was going to, you know, build for my suit and making it fit right. We go a little bit step above and beyond even that at Pierce Bespoke. We take over 25 different measurements if you're doing a men's suit. But again, we're not all about suits. You know, down here it gets pretty toasty. So I have to be really careful about not getting boxed in as being the suit guy. You know, I purposely, you know, today I didn't wear a suit because, you know, we're getting into some different things. Like this shirt I have, this is a short sleeve shirt. Okay. You know, we really want to do a lot with a look like this down here, sport coat. Mm-hmm. People will say, well, people don't go to 30A or they don't go to, you know, any of these areas down here to get dressed up. And I would beg to differ.
Yeah.
There's a lot that goes on down here.
Yep.
And people get dressed up. Now they might not always wear a suit, but hey, they're going to look, they're going to nice jacket. And so we're actually coming out this line. You'll notice the collar is a little bit bigger
right
here. It's got the collar stays in it. So it really stays up. So, you know, we're really trying to adapt, you know, a little bit to the lifestyle down here too. Because I think, you know, you have a nice jacket, a shirt and a pocket square. You can look as good as anybody anywhere in the country. So that's kind of what we do.
Right. And there are a lot of events down here lately because spring, early spring to like first part of summer.
Yeah.
And then back into the fall again where there are some very high end events and you do need dressier clothes.
Well, so there's a magazine that we advertised in. It's Eastern Shore Social. Okay. And they also have Coastal Social, and that basically covers the Eastern Shore as well as, you know, like Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, and all that. And if you flip through that magazine, I mean, it's about that thick, and it's all social events. And
they don't post people in there just shirts and jeans.
You know, they may, and then, you know, so we have our franchises all the way from Mobile to Panama City, and you just look at what happens in Mobile for Mardi Gras.
You got it, yes.
Oh,
you know, I mean, there's an entire, and it's not just there. It's all over the Gulf Coast with Mardi Gras. So people are getting dressed up.
Yeah.
You know, people want to look good. They want to, And when they do, they're most confident.
And like you were saying, when they get dressed up, especially for like some of the specific events they attend, they want that personal look and not just a jacket off a storefront somewhere.
Well,
you know, they want that personal description of what their personality is. Yeah.
Well, exactly. You know, we do everything. You look at this jacket and it's everything from the buttons to where my pocket is. It's to, how these pockets slant.
Right.
To, you see here, there's an extra pocket here, which is called a hotel key pocket.
Never knew that.
The linings. Now I don't really get caught up in the linings, but some of these guys do. You know, you got your name in the inside of the jacket there. But we've done everything from, I just left this morning and a guy wanted to, he was in the animal overnight business, whatever you call that. He keeps dogs lodging, you know. So he gave us a picture of his dog, so we're going to put a picture of his dog inside of the lining. Yeah, so, we had a guy the other day that's a pilot, and we got a picture of his plane, and we put the picture of his plane, in his jacket.
That's so nice.
So it really is, about the customization.
Yeah.
And some of these guys, I met you at a wedding show.
Right.
And, sometimes these guys, they've never had a suit before.
Sure.
True.
And my clients over the years have been, attorneys and financial advisors, and they're pretty buttoned up, but you get some of these guys that they're getting their first suit, and boy, a lot of them are blue collar guys, and you'd be amazed at how geeky they get with picking out.
Do they really?
That's amazing.
They go from like really not probably thinking they're going to care about it. All of a sudden, it's like, hey, wait, this looks good.
Hey, we're going to do this. I want this color. Yeah.
We want this, and it just amazes me. So I've really, even though I got into this business as my second career, and something I love to do and love to help people with our products. I have to watch out sometimes because people will say, well, what do you think? And I tell them what I think, but I'm like, my viewpoint on what my style is not yours.
Right.
You have to remember that it's all about customization to you. You don't want to have the same suit as somebody else does. That's not the purpose of why we're.
Well, that's like when somebody comes to me for an event or wedding, they're like, well, you just do what you want. You do a great job. I'm like, this is your event, your personality. It needs to be reflected.
Right.
And this is the same way that's interesting.
The worst thing you could do is probably show up in a suit that looks like it belonged to your dad. You need something. Or
what everybody else has. Yeah.
Well, like women, when we go to events, we just have the stores around here and you see two or three of the same.
Right.
Dresses. Yeah. So it's so nice to have that option and also to describe who you are.
Yep.
I love that. Yeah. Steve's going to have one. So are you.
Well, you know what? I know you can call.
You just happen to know someone that can take care of that.
It feels so good to feel good.
Yeah.
If you feel like you look good, your day is going to be fantastic.
Well, I'll tell you, my son, he's the one that we have Fort Worth, Texas as well. And he runs that, and he called me Friday, and he met with an attorney there, actually one of his clients, and not mine. And the guy ordered three suits, but he had just lost 30 pounds. And so, he's like, he was really looking forward
good,
to feeling good about himself. And, hopefully we're going to help him feel better about himself.
Sure, yeah.
So,
when somebody comes to you, if you've got that many fabrics in the trunk, to show, how in the world, where do you start? I mean,
With 1,000.
Yeah, because they'd be
just give me two
overwhelming.
Yeah, no. So
here's your choice for today.
Yeah. So the process generally takes between an hour and 1.5 hours.
Okay.
And it's a fun experience. Depending on who they are, I'll find out what they like to drink, and I'll bring whatever, fix them a drink, and. And we'll really just kind of start going through, what style, do you like? Mm-hmm. And, you know, if it's, you know, if they want something solid, you know, we can start down that road. You know, if they want something pinstripe or with a little bit of, you know, variety in it.
Flair.
You know? Yeah, flair. You know, we can go that route. And, you know, invariably they're going to go through, I mean, we have 18 different books that they're going to choose from.
Wow.
You know, some of it's going to depend on price too. And so, you know, I generally start out with, okay, here's our $1,200 two-piece suit. You know, let's look through there. I really personally, you know, I don't think I've ever spent more than $2,000 on a custom suit. So I think that our fabrics are just as good as those. So, I don't want to necessarily upsell somebody. I want to start to say, let's see if you can find something here.
And they may move up.
Because maybe they're going to buy two, you know, if they can
True.
Buy,
yeah.
You know, so we start there and, you know, we kind of go through it and they'll find something they like and say, okay, let's just, you know, dog ear that and mm-hmm. come back to it. Cause you're going to find something, you're going to change your mind and they'll boil it down to, you know, what they.
So do they get overwhelmed in the process? Of like,
I don't think
they
so.
Want?
It's a fun yeah. process.
Is it good? Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, now, sometimes the wife is there and they shove it off on the wife and
right,
our
right.
girlfriend.
Well, they know
and they do not, that,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
so, we do have those clients as well, but it's a, you know, it's a fun, very laid back process. And, you know,
most
again,
people are doing it for the first time, actually doing that custom piece.
You know, we do have, we have a competitor that, believe it or not, has been doing this for a very long time. They did almost $1 billion in sales
oh, wow.
last year.
Wow.
So they're no, you know, they're no fly by night. So I run into those guys a lot. So a lot of our customers are ones that are maybe a little bit dismayed with them because maybe they've gotten a little bit complacent or too big
right.
and they're not showing the
attention. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is a business where you've got to show that attention and,
sure.
and that love.
Yeah.
So,
well, good. So you have suits, jackets, you have pants, shirts.
Yeah. So we've got to be really careful not to, again, box ourselves in with suits,
right.
you know, because I'm not going to be wearing a suit in July down here.
True. Yeah.
You know, this is what I'm going to be wearing.
Yeah.
So, suits, sport coats, custom dress shirts. We've actually right now in March we're doing a free custom shirt for new customers. So
you're doing that when March?
In March.
Okay.
We're in
yeah.
March. There you go, Rick.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like I have a nice Armani suit I bought years
okay.
ago, and then I gained a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And my wife threatens me that if I die before I lose back to that weight, I'll still be buried in that suit. I'll just
yeah.
be split in the back
yeah.
and the pants, but it's going to be on me.
Yeah.
So.
Well, if you want one, we'll measure.
Right, we may have to update that.
We'll measure you
yeah.
up before I leave. But so trousers, and then we're working on, you know, these type polos. You know, so it's business to business casual wear.
Right.
You know,
okay.
We don't do anything on the casual, you know, front, because again, it's all about, for us, it's all about the fit. The fit is so important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this morning I was met with some. Actually, met him at your event. And the son his sister's getting married, and he put on. He's 25, and he put on his suit that he had. And it was almost like the Incredible Hulk. This guy was 6'3". His arms were about that
oh,
big.
Gosh, yeah.
Around, he had big shoulders, so anyway, he was. He's not going to look good in an off-the-rack
yeah,
suit.
Yeah, he needs something.
He needs
yeah,
something
custom,
that's
going yeah.
to fit him just right. So,
well, good.
And that's
good.
Where we come in.
Yeah.
You know?
Aren't you glad you came to the show now, for sure?
Yeah, no, it was a good, no. good show, good turnout. Yeah. And,
I think that would be such a fun experience getting to do that. And I would hope that the guy would do it and not make his wife do it because it's for him.
Yeah.
I mean, unless he just wants her to pick what she likes.
You know, it depends on the age. The younger, the more they're really going to
be
to
into
get
it.
Into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had.
I see that because yeah. yeah.
We had a guy we met through another wedding show, and the guy was 6'10".
So
four,
can't
400,
find anything.
400 pounds.
Wow.
Now, I Googled it. There's nobody in the NFL that's bigger than this guy. He was a mountain.
Okay.
And so, like, big pig, not just big, but.
And he was just big.
Yeah.
He was just
a
mountain. And you would have been amazed to see the process. This guy's about 26 years old. You know, he went through and, he did the suit, shirt. He did a vest and, you know, just really went to the nth degree. Never had a suit.
Wow. How neat.
Yeah. In his life. So I think the younger.
That probably feels really good for you, too, to be like,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But, surprisingly enough, our target market is 25 to 40.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. But I think it is because you have, I'm 52, guys that are younger than me, they've taken, better care of themselves than, a lot of the guys that are my age. They work out. They want to be, a little bit unique. We're not for everybody, but for someone who really wants to get something that's custom for them, fits just right, there's a big market for that.
Yeah. Well, and you see a lot of people my age that are taking better care of themselves too, and they want to feel good about what they've done. And
well, especially, those that have gained weight. I've been saying for years that, when I was growing up, Southern women been killing men and making them fat for years. I mean, I didn't know anything other than fried food until I met my wife. And, that's not.
She just ruined all that fun, huh?
She ruined all that. You're right. A lot of those people, they reached a point in their life and, as a matter of fact, the father today where I was at, he had just lost 30 pounds.
Okay.
And so, he got a suit for the wedding because he had plenty of suits, but he was to the point where none of them fit him.
Right.
Just right.
So. And it's hard to take some of your suits that you have after you've lost weight and have them tailored to
still
look good.
Right.
They still don't look right. Yeah.
It's still off the shelf.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Still off the shelf.
So do women ever come to you for a suit?
We do. So we have, especially, we can do a really nice custom blazer and pants for a female. So work wise, absolutely. So a lot of attorneys that have to do, be that. So any of the fabrics that we have, you can make, a blazer. A pair of pants.
I hadn't thought about this. My daughter-in-law, she's an attorney, and she has trouble finding some clothes sometimes that are court appropriate.
Yeah.
So this, I'll have to tell her about this. Yeah.
Definitely. So, yeah, I mean, if you can be measured, we can do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how important is a pocket square?
To me?
In general.
Well, I can just give you my...
What does it mean to you for a pocket square?
It makes the jacket pop, the suit pop,
okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's one thing, if I'm in, Fairhope, Alabama, and somebody says, hey, that's a nice jacket or a nice suit. It's another if I'm in Chicago or New York and somebody comes up and says that to me.
Yeah.
I think the pocket square is, everything's personal, right?
But it's a finish look,
it's
right?
It's the finish.
Yeah.
It's
just like girls put on earrings, it's the
right.
Finish.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the, yeah.
So how do you, what's the proper way to do the pocket square?
Well, you can, that's the thing. You can do, there's a lot of different ways that you can do it. I've never been really good at it, But
I think it looks good.
Yeah. But, so we do it a little different way, just depending on, what the jacket is. And, this is something like this.
Like
it's really nice,
Yeah.
This one's kind of reversible, So if I don't,
pocket square, that's not square.
Huh?
That's not square.
Well, a handkerchief, a hanky. How about that? We'll call that,
Leave it to Shannon to be.
Oh, it sounds
pocket square.
Right. Yeah. Well, you don't want to be square though, right?
Right.
No.
You want this thing. So I think it's one of the most important.
Well, see, that changes the whole look too. That's
it.
Of the outfit. Mm-hmm. Because I can tell guys, I'm like, especially guys starting out, don't go out and spend a ton of money on a bunch of suits. Get about five different suits. If you're starting out and you're a financial advisor, or you're, you know, an attorney. Let's get three or four suits to start out with. Then let's get, you know, five or six shirts. Let's get 8 or 10 ties. Let's get 8 or 10 pocket squares.
You do the ties also?
We can do, okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, and we also, I didn't finish that, but we can also do tuxedos.
Okay.
And we can do overcoats, which this fire, we don't do a lot of overcoats down in, this town.
Yeah.
But in the Oklahoma and Texas market, it's a little cooler there, and we do, do those. But yeah, let's do that. And, you know, you're going to be wearing something that nobody's going to know you're going to be wearing it from 1 week to the next.
Right.
Yeah. So would you recommend, like, if you're doing multiple, are you doing different color than the suits, or are you trying to keep them all the same, or doing changing the jackets out when you do that? What are your thoughts on all that?
You know, it's more about changing out the shirt, the tie, and the pocket square at
there
that
you
point,
go.
Right?
Okay, yeah.
So let's say you're an attorney, you're
like
starting
a whole
out.
Different outlook, yeah.
You know, get a gray pinstripe, a blue pinstripe, you know, a window pane, you know, a couple of suits, maybe solid colors. We can do a lot with that with different shirts and ties and pocket squares.
Good idea. Okay. Yeah.
What is a big obstacle that you've had to overcome with doing what you do?
You know, a lot of what we do is time. Right. I mean, we don't have a storefront. So, you know, we're making a market, you know, we're having to figure out, you know, where we're going to, you know, grab people, especially in this market. This market's a little bit different. You know, keep in mind, you know, Fort Worth and Tulsa, mm-hmm. you know, we've had that. But now from Mobile to Panama City, you know, it's a little bit of a learning curve. You know, I hadn't been to a wedding shows until we came down here. But you see all the weddings that happen down here.
Yeah.
You better be involved
yeah.
in that. They're pretty good events. You'd be drinking by 10 o'clock in the morning, some of these things.
Sure, yeah.
So that's not bad.
Making
you know,
a good
Yeah, you can start the day off right. And I can sell a hell of a lot better when, you know, a couple of cocktails.
Right.
But, you know, it is a market that we're having to understand. And not only that, I mean, trends have changed, especially with work people. You know, in Fort Worth, our attorneys, I would go meet with them, and, you know, they'd be in blue jeans.
I was going to say that's a whole different, yeah.
You know, in Fort Worth formal, I said, if you had a, you know, nice sport coat and a nice pair of jeans and
the belt buckle said more
clean,
about, yeah.
clean cowboy boots. So that was Fort Worth formal.
Yeah.
You know, and here it's a little bit different. Tulsa was a little bit more formal than Fort Worth
Interesting.
Was.
Yeah.
In their dress. But again, down here it's trying to figure out, you know, mm-hmm. again, you know, when we first moved down here, I had no concept that we'd be doing, you know, something like, you know, this shirt. But you know,
I love the wider collar.
Yeah.
It stays tucked in so neat.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah, I've actually got a picture with this and a tie. Now I'd never do it, but you can't tell in the picture that this is a
short sleeve
shirt. Yeah,
that's interesting. Yeah, and it just makes sense down here because it's so much cooler.
So hot,
but that's the attention to detail.
That's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
that's right. And my wife will tell you that I have, and I do. I admit it. I have the worst attention to detail that you'll ever have, except when it comes to this. And I don't know why that is, but you know, again, going back
your
to
area of expertise,
when you
right?
know when you say how important is a pocket square, I say it's even if I've just got a white actual pocket mm-hmm. square in here, there's something that's going to be in
boring.
Here.
Boring.
Yeah. There's something going to be in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I think it's just the finishing touch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then something that we touched on at the bridal show when we met is that you and I have a connection that we never even knew about, but I live in Murray, Kentucky, and you lived there for several years.
Well, I was actually, I was in the transportation and logistics business for 26 years. Hated every minute of it. Never knew you could have fun until I got in this business. with what
Isn't
you do.
Isn't it funny how we spend so much of our lives in something and then you realize, wait, there's
what,
more.
What am I doing? There's more.
You enjoy working. Yeah. Yeah.
So, so there was a company, there was a big, really big trucking company that was based out of Murray, Kentucky. And I was a vice president for them years ago. And I'd have to go to Murray. So when I met Rick and I noticed that 270 area code, I'm like, where'd they ask you if you lived?
Paducah.
Paducah, which is, you know.
40 miles.
Yeah, 40 miles. I thought, well, you know, I'm not going to ask you if you live in Murray, Kentucky.
Because what were the chances? Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, no, I live in Murray. I'm like, oh, my gosh, really? So.
So, well, yeah, I'm sure we know many of the same people.
Probably
that's
so.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how small the world is. You know, when you start talking to people and connections and stuff, it's amazing how we're all kind of interconnected somehow. You know, it's like somehow, what is it, 6 degrees of separation? Is that the book? Yeah.
Well, so. Interestingly enough, I lived in Panama City at one point about 30 years ago with a company that had an office that I worked for there. Uh-huh. And my wife and I had our first date in Panama City.
Oh, that's right. We talked about that.
And now here you are, full circle.
Full circle. That's crazy.
Well, Dennis, our time is up. So, I mean, it was quick, but look and tell everybody how to contact you because I'm sure you're going to get a lot of interest on. I think this is neat. I'll definitely be following up with you.
Good.
I even probably won't.
Yeah, so my phone number is 251-278-8270. I live right outside of Mobile and, you know, I'm back and forth between Mobile and this area, you know, every week. It's there's a lot worse areas that you could, that you could be traveling
that's
through.
That's true.
So, probably my favorite, all the places I've lived or been in the world, this is probably one of my favorite stretches of real estate. And then my email is dmartin@piercebespoke.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking time to come over and be with us today.
Enjoyed
we enjoyed it very
thank
much.
You.
Yeah, it was fun.
Appreciate it.
All right. And thank you for joining us for another episode of Lux Life Discovered.
Check out Lux Life Discovered on Facebook and Instagram and on 30A.tv. See you next time on Lux Life Discovered.